Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So on Friday, I took the train in. You've heard the story probably. And if you follow me on Facebook, I'm WGN King John. I wrote about an episode I had where I watched a couple people get mugged. And the muggers grabbed the phones and then jumped off the train at the North Clybourne stop. We called the CTA and asked them, what are you doing to make these trains safer? And they said, well, it's not really our job. It's the Chicago Police Department's job. I think CPD might think that CTA needs to own that a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about that with Sergeant Mike Malinowski, a spokesperson for the Chicago Police Department. Mike, thanks for joining us again. I appreciate your time today.
Hi, John. Good afternoon.
That's the scene that I witnessed. That's the scene I witnessed, and I know I'm not the first one to see that. I'm lucky I was not a victim of that, but it happened right in front of me. Who's in charge of monitoring the safety on the trains or the CTA platforms?
You know, the Chicago Police Department, you know, we do have an on-duty component, a unit named Mass Transit, with their sole job is to patrol the bus and train routes, whether that be, you know, on the buses, on the trains, the platforms, the bus stops, anything related to the CTA. And there is a special employment initiative that allows for extra coverage that's run through on CTA, and those are off-duty Chicago police officers working in uniform. And you may have seen some of those squad cars. They look like Chicago police cars, but they do have a CTA logo. Those are the guys that are working the special employment. And they're, again, in uniform as an additional layer assigned to these different, largely L platforms.
Sergeant, I don't see cops or CTA security people on the trains, on the cars while we're moving along.
You know, there's a number of methods that we use. And, you know, the CTA special employment guys that are hired back, they're all in uniform. And the majority of our mass transit section, the on-duty guys, are also in uniform for the most part. But the mass transit unit does have a component of civilian-dressed officers that are meant to look just like everyone else. You know, unfortunately, they can't be, you know, on every train and on every bus. We, of course, would love for that to be the case to prevent something like what you witnessed.
So how many are there? How many people are dedicated to working on the trains, with or without a uniform?
Well, between the special employment and the mass transit guys that are assigned on duty, I mean, there are a significant number, and, you know, we can always use more. That would always be wonderful. But, you know, something I can really focus on is we've made a recent adjustment at the end of the summer. We adjusted the structure of that unit, the mass transit unit, to add personnel and to add technical resources. We've added detectives directly assigned now to mass transit. This is in addition to the detectives from the areas where these different crimes occur that are working with CTA. So these detectives are assigned directly to the mass transit unit so that they can enhance deployment and more quickly follow up on these crimes. And there's a technical component with the addition of the SDSC rooms that we use in the district, those strategic decision support centers. And that helps us with analysts, with taking over cameras and video and things along those lines. So on the reaction side, to identify trends where we can better deploy people to address these patterns as they're identified, but the predictive side as well, so that we could hopefully put the people we do have in the right place at the right time to prevent and or, you know, capture these guys.
I don't want to be mad at an officer that wasn't there, and no officer was there at the time to do good work, and I'm sure they would have had they been able. But I am completely frustrated at a system that does not seem to have the resources to make people feel safe Right now, the L cars are pot-smoking sleeper cars. That's not some cranky old man. That's just the truth. And you know that's the truth. If you've ridden the L lately, morning and afternoon rush, you know that they're filled with people, particularly in the morning, that are just laid out sleeping. And they're not wearing masks. The smell of pot is so common on the cars these days. And that doesn't even bother me so much, but you just are reminded there's a sense of lawlessness. You're not supposed to smoke anything on the damn trains. People are smoking on them. They are sleeping on them. They're not wearing masks on them. And there's fewer numbers of people riding the trains now, so you have less sense of group security. Ain't nobody going to help you because there's only 10 of you on that L car right now. And I have never, ever, 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 4 years I've been riding the train, seen a police officer on the train. Why aren't they walking up and down the train cars the way some people do? There's a blind guy that comes up and down my red line all the time, in and out of every car. He walks the length of the train looking for handouts. Why can't a police officer do that? I have never seen that happen. And if it's a matter of resources, then give me the numbers. Tell me how many trains you got and tell me how many officers you have, and let's do the math and figure it out. I have to say that to you on the air, and I'd like your response in just a minute. My number is 312-981-7200 if you want to be part of this conversation. I'm trying not to make this about me, by the way. You know who I feel really bad for? I feel really bad for the young woman whose phone was ripped out of her hand and was terrified and didn't take any help from the police, didn't report it, didn't go to the EMTs because she couldn't be late for work. And she's probably on that train today. And she has no other way to get there. What options do these people have? And so they go to work, and they'll probably be safe every time they do. And yet every time they do, they feel like their life is in danger. That's no way to run a CTA. So this is on the CTA. I guess this is on the police. This is on the business community. We have to do better. Mike Malinowski is a spokesperson for the Chicago Police Department. We appreciate his time. He's just listened to me rant about how unsafe I felt the train was the other day. Mike, what should you tell us about that? You understand my concern about the safety of the trains, right?
And it had to be a very uncomfortable, you know, situation. I'm glad that, you know, you weren't hurt and nobody, you know, that was involved in that incident was really hurt. But more importantly, I'm glad that you took the time to share your information to the responding officers and follow up with the detectives. You know, we've seen a lot more success with identifying, arresting, and charging these offenders over the last few months in particular, especially with robbery, because there's been such a terrific amount of cooperation from witnesses and victims.
Well, I don't want us to catch him after the fact. I want to, by the way, I'll buy you lunch if we find this guy. You know, between the masks, the jacket and the hood, there's not a lot to go on here. Maybe they'll find him. A detective did call me. He asked all the right questions. I thought you have no chance of finding this guy. Why can't police be on the train cars walking up and down?
Well, I can tell you this, you know, CPD, we're listening. We're definitely listening. And I think you will see some adjustments made so that officers will be more visible. There will be a more visible presence as we continue to make adjustments to address different crime patterns.
How much more money do you need? Like, how many officers do we need? I know it's crazy. We've got thousands of trains, millions of passengers every single day. But what could we do about this?
Well, to be honest, of course, what would be perfect was an officer on every bus, on every train, at every bus stop, every day, all day. I mean, that's not something that's I don't think we're going to be able to do. But what you will see are detectives and just the unit in general putting out more, seeking to identify more wanted pictures for those people that that are involved in these crimes, because we have gotten such great interaction and great response from people cooperating as witnesses. So if I could take a moment just to remind people, if you see something on the bus that doesn't look right, or on the train, or on a platform, please say something, either 911 for an in-progress call. And then there's also a way to submit information through cpdtip.com, where somebody can submit, you know, a picture, a video. You can do this anonymously, or you can leave your information for detectives to follow up on. That's really, you know, one of the things that we can do. And please remember that, especially in these theft from persons, where people are snatching things out of people's hands and taking off running, it is only property. Do your best to get a good description of the person, get their height, their weight, their clothing, some of the words or phrases they may have used, so that you can relay all of that information to, you know, responding officers.
You know, I was standing there before the door opened, after they threatened me too, or anybody that thought they would intervene, and they intimated they might have a gun. So we're all just standing there like cowards. And there's that red button you can hit. And nobody hit the button until they were gone, because we were afraid to hit the button, thinking that would instigate even more violence still. They'd already punched one guy. So if you hit the button, they're going to say, oh, fine, now you're ratting on me, and now you will be the object of their violence. So we all waited until they were gone. And I don't know what you have to say about that scene, but the point is, it's just so easy for them to get away with this. There's no threat that anybody is going to come along and save us until they are long gone. And then it's always going to be, I hope we catch him. I see nothing in the way of prevention.
You know, we're able to use the CTA camera network, which has over 35,000 cameras, along with now this added cooperation of victim and witnesses, which are providing eyewitness accounts, additional pictures and videos. They are getting caught. They are being charged. We've seen a significant increase in the amount of success we've had with prosecutions as well, because of the layers of detectives and technology and cooperation that we've had.
I wonder what the charge is, and how vigorously does the county attorney, how vigorously does Kim Fox's office prosecute those cases?
I don't have direct knowledge of, you know, how their office has been handling these things. They've been a valued partner in quite a few circumstances, you know, like this, along with, you know, we've dealt with some of the looting things and some of the other kind of unique spikes and trends in crime over the last year. And this seems to be something that's left over. And we don't know exactly what the motivation is, but when somebody's holding $1,000 electronic device in their hand, you know, that could be quick money for someone that needs it.
I really appreciate your time, Mike, and thanks to the men and women that are trying to safeguard us. It just seems to me like you all are a little hamstrung in not having the resources. You can't do what Metra does. Metra has somebody driving the train and somebody walking up and down the train, obviously taking your tickets, but it's a person of authority. And I'd like to see 5,000 more people hired to do nothing but that on the CTA. And that's not just for me. That's for the people that have no option. And I guess that can't happen right now, but I will look for what you said would be a more pronounced police presence as it gets warmer here. I sure hope that happens.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
Mike Malinowski is the press officer for the Chicago Police Department.